Those nail salon workers and advocates you just heard from are pushing hard to change public policy around exposure to toxic chemicals. But there's also a movement coming from businesses themselves to make the salons greener and safer for workers and consumers. Correspondent Momo Chang has more.
It's a Tuesday afternoon in early fall at Isabella Nail Bar, a nail salon in an upscale shopping district in Oakland, California. Yuan Nguyen, the owner of the salon, is busy sweeping the floor while workers are giving clients pedicures. Isabella Nail Bar is not like most nail salons. Isabella is a self-described green salon. They don't do acrylic nails and try to use less toxic polishes.
When I first came to this country, my sponsor took me to the nail salon to have her nail done and give me some treatment. And while I was waiting for her to have that thing drilling on her hand, and I said, "What happened to you? Why you have to have that metal filer that on your nail?" And then she said, "Oh, this is how it is, honey. It's over here. This is America." So I said, "Why is it like that? Because in my country, we don't use that tool to grind on your nail and put all this fun stuff that have the smell on." So still that in the back of my mind, and then I said, "This must be something better than this."
Nguyen came to this country in 1990 as a refugee from Vietnam and studied chemistry at California State University. She worked as an engineer in the semiconductor industry for more than a decade. Then she switched careers and opened her salon in 2008.
So here I am opening this, thinking that with the two driving force behind, the first thing is about this lovely young lady that working day in and out on this chemical, what, you know, I can do about it. And also the client, why having the beautiful treatment, relaxing, but not to worry about all this toxic chemical.
Now, distrustful of standard nail salon products and the health impacts she fears they may cause, Nguyen is careful not to use nail polishes that contain the so-called toxic trio. The toxic trio of chemicals are formaldehyde, toluene, and dibutyl phthalate, which are linked to cancer, birth defects, miscarriages, and other health problems. She avoids acrylic nails. One ingredient found in acrylic nails is MMA, or methyl methacrylate, which the FDA calls a poisonous ingredient. The application of the nails creates dust that gets inhaled, and removal often requires soaking in acetone, a toxic ingredient linked to miscarriages. Sarah Vung, a 23-year-old worker at Isabella Nail Bar and a mother of a newborn, says that the products used here are less harsh. Before working here, she did acrylic nails.
The other salon, they have the acrylic, and when you just enter the door, you already smell the primer and also the powder, the liquid. It's very, very strong.
Vung's relative by marriage died of colon and uterine cancer in her 30s. She had worked in a nail salon doing mostly acrylic nails for 5 years. Vung believes it's not healthy to work with these products.
Because after I hear about my brother-in-law's sister, it just kind of give me a feeling the acrylic is not safety for my health. And especially every time when I hold a primer up, and then I just have to wear a mask for that.
So far, it seems that Nguyen's efforts have paid off. A state air quality report of Isabella Nail Bar in 2010 found that chemical levels in her salon are well below regulated limits. Most of the chemicals detected comprise just 1% of Cal/OSHA's permissible levels. However, there were still many chemicals present in the salon, and chemical levels were higher there than in the air just outside of her shop. Nguyen says it's a constant challenge to make sure the vendors who are supplying the polishes and remover are accurate about what they're sending to her shop. She has to be vigilant and do a lot of her own research for safer products.
While researching it, I found out that so many vendors out there throwing the product on the market with no label at all that describe what chemical, what ingredient, what health problem that it may cause, just a big container with empty, nothing on it. So that took me about 6 weeks to research into it, to find out just the right polish remover to use.
A manicure pedicure at her salon costs $39 and a regular manicure $16. The cost is higher than salons elsewhere in Oakland, but she's been able to maintain a steady base of customers who appreciate the spa-like treatment, clean foot baths, and greener products. Jill Adams started coming to Isabella Nail Bar soon after it opened in 2008.
Perhaps you are spending a few more dollars, but if you think about what you're supporting, what you're perpetuating, and what you're not perpetuating and not being compliant in with those extra dollars, it's well worth every penny.
While Wynn says it didn't cost her more to open a greener nail salon, health-conscious salons do face higher costs. Zoya, the nail polish line that Wynn mostly uses, costs twice as much as some less expensive polishes. And sometimes being greener means improving air quality by installing ventilation systems, which is another cost. While Wynn is an individual striving to make changes in the nail salon world, a recent policy attempts to help other salons make the change to greener and healthier practices. San Francisco recently passed an ordinance that recognizes nail salons using polishes without the toxic trio of chemicals. San Francisco Board of Supervisor President David Chu authored the ordinance called the Healthy Nail Salon Recognition Program. He says there are an estimated 200 nail salons in San Francisco and 1,800 people who work in them.
At this time, it's estimated that over 70% of nail salon workers are immigrant women. These women are often of childbearing age with limited English skills who spend over 10 hours a day being exposed to toxic chemicals and nail polish, and they are generally making less than $20,000 a year. And from my perspective, I think these immigrant workers shouldn't have to put their health at risk to make a living. It's my hope that this is a program that will hopefully move nail salons from the toxic trio to something that is greener and healthier.
Although the ordinance doesn't provide monetary support for converting businesses to healthier practices, Chu hopes that it will encourage nail salons to phase out the polishes that include the toxic trio of chemicals. A group of nonprofits and industry workers called the California Healthy Nail Salon Collaborative will do outreach to the salons, encouraging them to take part in this voluntary program.
The city will provide them with recognition of the fact that they are a healthy nail salon, so that they will be able to have marketing materials in their windows, in their establishments, to signal to customers that the nail salon that you're entering is one that does not use the toxic trio. And we're hoping that with this very light government encouragement, that this will move nail salons in the right direction.
Nail salons like Wynn's Isabella Nail Bar already avoid the toxic trio. Wynn hopes to see more government support for green salons. She opened hers with her own money, but says what's most important is the desire to change, which begins with education.
In my heart, I dream no more than 5 years from now will be so many similar Isabella on the street, because it's just the matter of people resistant to change. The first thing, education, first and foremost. And then the profit, because when you get that in their mind, that's 5, 10 years from now, all this money you're making is not going to outweigh the risk of having cancer, losing your baby, or have a deformed baby. That message needs to get out. So I think to start, I think we have to start from the bottom, which is education.
For Making Contact, I'm Momo Chang in Oakland, California.